And in the afternoon after dinner, my cousin's husband took me out into some land that him and his dad have got.
And he raped
with
you.
His guns. And I shot a pistol, an AR-15, a shotgun.
It was exhilarating, so, wasn't it?
It was.
It was exhilarating.
there's no line. And all we were doing is shooting at a target about, 50 yards away. That's all it was. But we spent 2 hours. Just firing these guns, and the AR-15 was, impressive.
It's an amazing gun. I mean, it is an amazing gun.
And the thing is if you let me loose with a gun, I'd probably shoot my cock off or something. I mean, that is how experienced I am with a firearm.
But you can fucking, when I finish, you can fucking answer. You don't have to do it in the fucking middle.
That's
you
why
can
I
wait.
Hate Trump.
Write
That's
your fucking thought down. Write your fucking thought down, okay? And fucking when I'm finished, then you can fucking, because I know you're like a fucking goldfish. Your brain erases every 3 fucking seconds. Anyway.
That's really accurate.
The people.
Accurate.
America, fuck yeah.
Slightly off topic, James, have you seen the Man City game?
It's 1-1, isn't it?
2-1, Walker's just scored a screamer.
Oh, he's in my fantasy team. Brilliant.
About a 30-yarder.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too Woo. Kind.
Woo. Yeah. Ready? Woo. Let's go. Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than hoe? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the you expect? Yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open to him with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see you can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations? Hardcore, do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. One last time, I need y'all to roll.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the epic global phenomenon, the spectacular kickoff weekend crossover special between the Dome Patrol podcast and the UK Saints podcast.
Don't cut it, UK.
.eu or .au, .cunt.
All right.
UK.
I'm your host, Jeff, and Majorn Scale Ratings, probably a 3, probably going on a 4, thanks to the fact that we've already recorded more than an hour on the UK Saints podcast side. I've had a couple of Bloody Marys, but I've switched over to some Miller Lite just to kind of water things down. Which means, be sure that if you are listening here first, it's okay, it doesn't matter what order you listen to the things, but make sure you download and subscribe to the UK Saints podcast to get the, quote, other half of this full experience. That's going to include a collective conversation about Teddy Bridgewater, among other things.
Terry.
Or if you've already listened, you know that it's Terry. That's right. on this side, however, we're going to get to know the guys from the UK Saints podcast. We're going to review your tweets about it, ask them a few questions. We're going to talk about the Saints cuts since they happened last night at the time of this recording. And we'll go through the old tradition, bold predictions that are sure to go wrong. We're going to let the Saints UK guys, UK Saints guys, does it matter which order I say that? Let you guys kind of throw in some of your own bold predictions this year. And it's kickoff week for Pick'em, so this is going to be a jam-packed episode, so keep your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Oh, boy. Because I've had an hour to record another show previous, I'm going to go with 4.3.
I have been drinking transfusions since 10:30 in the morning. It is currently 12:30. That's all you need.
Jesus.
On a Saturday.
Oh,
it's 12, right. It's the afternoon here, so you can get away with drinking. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Hey, look, I'm not a fan of not drinking, but also this is the first weekend of college football, so just the fact that football is really in the air.
It's just this is your preseason.
Right, it's like, hey, we're going to do the show at 11 a.m. Is that fine, right? Yeah, I'll just drink earlier. I mean, that's fine. I don't care.
It's the perfect day to do this episode. Damon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Jeff. I'm on my third Dixie beer, so I'm 1.5, 2, perhaps.
Hot damn. Damon's drinking, Jason's drinking. Ben, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I reckon I'm about a 5.
Whoa!
I've had 3 or 4 beers, and I'm now moved on to gin. Gin and ginger ale.
Whoa! Gin and ginger ale. That's a thing over there, isn't it?
Not really. It's more gin and tonic, but I've changed up with ginger ale because it's got a bit of a sweet taste. I ran out of tonic, yeah.
All right, James, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Probably 2.
A 2? What are you drinking?
Bud Light.
In England? They still serve Bud Light in England?
Diddy.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Well, you know, Bud Light's not an American beer anymore. There is no American beer. Except for like InBev and craft beers.
There's nothing wrong with a craft beer.
Oh, I like, don't get me wrong, that's all I drink.
But I haven't got any of those. All I've got is Bud Light.
Drink what you got, right?
Yep.
All right, and Ash, finally, welcome to the show. How you feeling? Oh, I'm sorry, since you're the English dude, I didn't think I could ask you for a number. Do you have a number?
I would go between a 6.5 and a 7.
Whoa!
Holy shit! I'm well over half drunk right now.
I was thinking you're going out driving tonight, yeah?
No, my fuck.
The question is, what side of the road are you going to be driving on?
The left.
Clearly a drunk guy.
Yep, left side of the road.
All right, what are you drinking?
I bought a special case of Thatcher's Gold Cider, which was chilling in the fridge, and I'm drinking that. There was 18 cans, and I've got about 8 left.
Holy shit.
Well, granted, he just recorded for over an hour, and
I didn't think he could drink cider that
It is 7 o'clock over here in the evening, so...
Yeah, it's perfect.
That cider's like drinking apple juice anyway, so...
Well, I was going to say, cider there, I mean, it's pretty much a sweet...
No,
is it like a Red's apple ale kind of thing over...
Or
no, it's an apple based alcoholic beverage. So it's apple juice, but with alcohol. It just gets you pissed, and it's lovely.
Ah, just make sure you don't accidentally serve it to the kids, right?
Maybe if they come knocking, they got their money. I'll sell them to them.
That is what my wife drinks. She loves cider.
Cider is the god's drink of.
And where Ash is in the UK, it's in the west near the West Country. That's very famous for brewing cider. So, well,
yeah, and that's actually a good segue into our first segment, which is just getting to know you.
Congratulations on buying the executive version of this record. You have chosen wisely, and we value your discerning taste in deciding to pay the few extra pence for a product of real quality. Everything on this record has been designed to meet the exacting standards which you have naturally come to expect. The record itself is made from the very finest Colombian extruded polyvinyl. The center hole has been created to fit exactly onto your spindle with all the precision of finest Swiss craftsmanship. The audio content has been quality graded to give you the finest in listening pleasure. There is little or no offensive material, apart from 4 cunts, 1 clitoris, and a foreskin. And as they only occur in this opening introduction, you're past them now. You can relax and enjoy this quality product, secure in the knowledge that it has been specially created for the lover of fine things and the man of good taste. Oh, sorry. You can edit that out, can't you?
Our listeners, we want to make sure that they know who we're talking to. And we've listened to you for quite some time, and we would like to know a little more about you ourselves, so we'll do some Q&A here. Maybe the first thing is, a little bit, give us some, like, a geographical picture of where you guys are in England And is England the right word to use, or is it do we need to go broader?
United Kingdom.
Is it right?
England will do. England will do.
Get fucked.
Wales is just a small. Is it just a small hill?
A small
in
village. It's a small village to the side of England.
Why don't you shut up, you bunch of English bastards? Fuck off.
So I take it that the Ash, you're not considered. You don't consider yourself, or you're not even part of England.
No, am I fucked? That's like being. That's like calling you part of Canada or Mexico.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck that.
But there are some French Canadians down here.
That's true. And I'm sure there's some Welshmen in England.
So. Unfortunately, so we haven't had them all round up yet. They're normally in field.
Okay, yeah, I mean, where are you guys in context to one another geographically? How are you far apart?
We're miles apart. So I'm down just outside London, in between the cities of London and Brighton. So I've got quite a good central location, especially because all the NFL takes place in the UK in London. So I get to pretty much most of the NFL events over here. So I'm in prime location, I would say.
All right. So you're southeast.
Yeah, southeast. Yeah.
I'm in the northwest, town called Chester, which is halfway between Manchester and Liverpool.
Okay. Okay.
About for me to drive to Ben, it would be about 4 hours.
4 or 5 hours, yeah. Oh,
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. That's about the same distance that Dame and Jason are from me. It's about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
But if you're Game of Thrones fans are listening, so you've got me down south like King's Landing. You've got You got James up there in Winterfell. And then you got Asher's just, you know, one of the Asher's one of the Greyjoys. And then you got the Scottish up there further north at the Wildlings.
You're right. That makes sense. Yeah. So all right. So Ash, you're in Wales then, right?
I am in Wales. Yes. And you got England, and then you got Wales.
And I've pulled up a Google map, and there's really no city that Google feels worthy of even mentioning, maybe except Cardiff.
I'm about 10 miles away from Cardiff. That's the capital city of Wales, is Cardiff. It's a shithole. Newport, where I live, is even a bigger shithole.
And that's not even on the map until I've been really deep.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
not much place Newport on the map.
Damon, I know you had a lot of questions. Jason, you may have a few questions. Let's just kind of like just really grill these guys.
All right, look, I mean, okay.
I'm
going to
let Damon
say
his questions. I'm up for anything
apart from waterboarding.
Let me start. I don't know what fucking Jeff's goddamn
I've already talked
lesson.
To these guys before on the show.
I'm not sure what Jeff's geography lesson was all about there, but...
I like to know...
Shut up. Anyway, it's the same podcast, so let me steer the topic back to football.
Public school education
gentlemen,
in Louisiana. You don't know anything about fucking geography.
So, first of all, look, I mean, it's you're all the way over there in Europe. How did y'all become NFL fans, and how did y'all become Saints fans? I mean, I think that's what I want to know.
I've got a long story with this one.
We'll make it short.
Well, basically, how it all started for my family, because my family are quite big American football fans, and my granddad used to work in the airline industry, and he used to go out to Seattle all the time, and now he used to bring videotapes home of the old Seattle games, like in the 70s and 80s. Then my dad's been hooked on Seattle ever since, and then they started, you know, showing games over here. Then I just watched any sport on TV, so I watched it. I watched it with my dad. Never really had a team, and then they started coming over to the UK, and dad said he's got tickets for Saints Chargers. And currently, at that time, I was at school, and I was actually studying Hurricane Katrina in our geography lessons. So it was at the same time seeing the Saints and seeing, you know, watching documentaries on Hurricane Katrina, seeing the Dome, actually going to go and see this team play live at Wembley. And it's seeing them live against the Chargers. And I think it was because a lot of people from New Orleans came, and we sat around so many people who were from New Orleans, and they're the nicest people. And yeah, ever since that, I kind of just been rooting for the Saints.
Interesting.
Okay. So I've only known the good years.
All right. Hey.
Well, my story is basically, when I finished British college over here, me and my friend, we always wanted to visit America, but we never really wanted to visit the touristy type places like Florida, New York, LA, Vegas, and all that. I wanted to visit the actual America, and it came down to either Texas, Louisiana, or Georgia. And because I do like a bit of jazz, and I like to try different things, we settled on New Orleans. And this was about a month after 9/11 happened. And, you know, everyone was telling me, don't go, da-da-da, but I was adamant of going. So we booked into the Roosevelt Hotel, and we were seeing the sights, like, you know, the cemeteries and things like that. And on game day on the Sunday, I saw all these people walk into the dome in black and gold. So we went to the Roosevelt bar and we said, well, what's going on outside? And he's like, oh, it's Saints football. I'm thinking, oh, great, they got soccer here too. Right? So major fucking, you know, error of judgment. And we basically got a crash course on what American football is. And, you know, and it's basically grown from there for me. And that's how I became a Saints fan. I traveled to New Orleans on holiday or vacation for American listeners. And yeah, it's basically stemmed from there.
Wow. I mean, so just a chance encounter. You were here during the football season. You didn't even know. I mean, so even then, before that trip, you were not into American football at all.
Nope. I didn't know the game existed. I didn't know that, you know, because obviously, you know, coming from the UK, it was football, soccer, rugby, cricket, you know, those kind of sports. So when you travel, you know, traveling broadens the mind. And in my case, it certainly does. I went over there and I, you know, found that American football and, you know, different cultures and things like that. And that's what gravitated to me was, you know, the Saints and American football.
Right. I mean, and obviously, look, I mean, you run the UK Mafia Facebook, or at least you did, and I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but anyway, you do a podcast. I mean, so that chance encounter has really been huge in your life. I mean, you know, you're...
Oh yeah. You know, it's called the Big Easy Mafia UK. It's both on Twitter and Facebook, and, you know, we do the UK Scenes podcast. And from that day of asking the barman, what went on and why people in the same kind of clothes, it's expanded as far as the galaxy, because I've made friends on both sides of the pond, and, you know, and that's what brought me and James and Ryan and Ben together and many others together. You know, up until like last year, I thought I was the only Who Dat fan in the whole of the United Kingdom. And then after starting up the Big Easy Mafia UK, I found about five or six Who Dats in my own city. I made friends with Ben, James. I've made many, many friends.
So all from that, following the Saints. The podcast spawned out from that. Like, yeah. You found each other and you decided, you know what, let's make this into a podcast.
Yeah. Ben DM'd me on the Big Easy Mafia UK and he said, listen, I'm thinking of doing the UK Saints podcast. You know, it is a very, very, you know, massive sport in the UK right now. And he said, would you like to do a Saints podcast with me? I thought, fuck it, yeah, let's do it.
There's a gap in the market since, over here.
Yeah.
Definitely a gap in the market over here.
And that's how we've had this. That's how we've come to this point with speaking to you, fine gentlemen.
And you said, you know what I mean? And, right. You said not the Southampton Saints, do you mean the New Orleans Saints?
New Orleans Saints, yeah. There's only one Saints in my life, and that's the New Orleans Saints.
They're just called Southampton. They got like a nickname like the Saints, but they're just they're not called the Southampton Saints. They're called, I think, they're just Southampton FC, what's Southampton Football Club. But their nickname's the Saints. So, like, you might know of Manchester United, they are known as shit wankers, and then you've got Arsenal, that are the Gunners. And
it's funny how you mention Man United first above your own team, Ben.
Man United are like Dallas Cowboys. That's how I'd describe it.
Right.
And
they're England's team, right?
Apart from me.
Right. But aren't they owned by an American?
Yeah, they're owned by the same people that own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
My team, Arsenal, they're owned by Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams.
Okay.
Well, so, and you guys have any of your football teams owned by people from England?
No.
Not many.
Not many.
They're either Americans, Arabs, or Chinese.
Liverpool are owned by the people that own the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, Liverpool, but yeah.
America, fuck yeah.
What a fucking film that is. I love Team America.
All right. Did we hear from everybody? Or?
Yeah, go James. You've got James to go still.
James.
I've started watching NFL in the 1980s. They started showing it on a Channel 4 over here, which was, you know, we only had four channels at the time, and Channel 4 on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock showed a live game every week. It tended to always be the 49ers because, A, they were the team of the 80s, or one of the teams of the 80s, and it was a 9 o'clock kickoff, so it kind of fit in with the time. But I have family that live in Louisiana. My great aunt came to visit in 1992 and bought me a Saints jumper, and from that point on, been a Saints fan ever since then.
That is a good woman.
Pull over.
The onesie or something.
No, right, just a child. A jumper is a jumper, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what you call it. A pullover.
A hoodie?
Pullover? No.
It's a hoodie without a hood.
It's a hoodie without a hood, yeah. A t-shirt with long sleeves.
A sweater.
Sweatshirt. There you go. A jumper.
Samsonite. I was way off.
You guys don't speak English very well. All right.
and then I think another thing would be interesting, and y'all have kind of gone through it. I mean, we know, like I said, look, the three of us, that we grew up here. It was kind of, you know, it's in the water. It's very easy for me to follow the NFL, the Saints. I mean, it's on in prime time and easy parts of the day for me to watch. Noon, 6 o'clock in the evening, you know.
As though it was crafted for us.
Right, with crashes. Now I know y'all are 6 hours time difference from the Central Zone in America, so y'all have to put a lot more effort in to keeping up with everything and watching and listening to your podcast. Again, y'all follow the NCAA college football. Not to sound like a dick to y'all, but I mean y'all are knowledgeable about all football. And again, I mean, and I know with the internet, obviously, it makes it a lot easier. But y'all have to search it out. Again, more so, all we have to do is turn on the TV, and we hear about LSU, Alabama, the Saints, the Pelicans.
Yeah. Well, not really, because obviously, with the likes of social media and things like that, like we have the NFL app over here, we have the ESPN app over here.
Okay.
We have like the Game Pass, the NFL Game Pass, so you can watch Total Access, you can watch Good Morning Football. The good thing about Good Morning Football is you all watch it in the morning. Okay, Adams, yeah. Oh. Right?
You watch that crap?
Yeah, because Good Morning Football.
I don't watch it.
It's a marketing show. It's a fucking infomercial.
Well, no, I quite like it because it's on around about lunchtime here. So when my boss pisses off out the office, I'll just put it on the big screen and I'll watch it all day. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's foot. To me, it's football, so I'll watch anything. Do you mean
I'll watch it?
So
you get the benefit is you get the crawlers at least, or you get the what's going on around the league. Like Damon said, you guys are more in tune with what's going on around the NFL than a lot of people in the U.S. that just follow their teams.
Yeah, I think we're quite lucky that way. We get quite a lot of all league news here because there's not like one particular team. That might change potentially with the Jags coming to the UK permanently, potentially in the future. That could happen. We're still not sure if that will happen. But we get, I think, Sky Sports, who do the main NFL coverage over here. They are, every year, they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now they've got a weekly midweek show on NFL as well, that they're normally just backfill NFL network programs, but now they're actually getting
their
own show, their own regular content show with their journalists and guests, because pundits over here, we have Rob Ryan over here now. He's coming back again this season. He does a lot of the TV stuff over here.
Rob Ryan
does a lot of the TV stuff over here. Did you meet Rob Ryan, Asher?
Rob Ryan, the fat...
We did see him at Nacho Mama.
Yeah, the fat defensive coordinator.
I don't know if you guys remember O.C. Imanura, the Giants...
The Giants?
Yeah, he's one of the big TV guys over here.
Sean Gale.
Sean used to play for the Bears.
Yep, 85 Bears member Sean Gale. He's big over here.
I'm sorry. Go, keep on. Cut you off.
We had Jabari Greer came did some TV here a couple of years ago, and then Thomas Morstead did the playoffs and the Super Bowl coverage for the UK TV because he's got UK family ties.
Did you see him lift 150-pound dumbbells?
Ridiculous
on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. That's nuts.
Okay, but do you guys have we have NFL primetime on ESPN, for example, which is Sunday night, which is recaps the day of the games. Do you have something like that that recaps the quote
day
games, even though your games are overnight for you, right?
I mean, so the big broadcasting, the free because you got to sign up subscriptions to a lot of channels over here. So the free one, BBC, they actually do a two.
BBC isn't free.
Well, you pay a TV license, but it kind of is free. You can get that weekly show for free without any subscription.
You don't pay extra for a sports package, is what you're saying.
You do on certain websites, and if you want live games, you're going to have to pay for the subscriptions. Or you do what I do. I've got a subscription anyway because I do all kinds of sports. And the NFL is one of them, but I got NFL Game Pass where you get a choice of all 32 games, Red Zone, all the lot, and you can just watch it on there. So
basically, on a Sunday night, coverage starts at 5:30 in the evening. So the first kickoff is 6:00 our time, and on Sky, which is the main sports channel, that is on until the primetime Sunday night game finishes at about 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. The coverage
goes all the way through, and they recap, they show highlights. We have Red Zone on as well.
So they recap the next morning, Monday morning, as part of your ready for work.
Well, look, okay, here, you know, we have DirecTV, and with DirecTV, you can get every game. With your NFL pass, can you watch, how hard is it for y'all to watch these things?
Very easy.
Very easy.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
It sounds like. Fuck.
I probably pay for my subscription for NFL Game Pass because I do it legally. I probably pay $100, I reckon, if you do the conversion trade.
Oh, that's not bad.
Me and Ash also pay for it legally, Ben.
Illegally.
No. Legally, Ben.
The other legal price is $5 for them.
$5 a game.
Well, see, that's funny because...
No, $5 for the year.
Legal price or illegal?
Well,
it's all legal.
It's all legal.
It's all legal.
It's all a gray area.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can get it to stream, that's on you, right? I mean, that's more powerful. Right.
But that's something because if you want to get what it sounds like y'all have here with a DirecTV NFL Sunday ticket, it's $250, $300.
For a year,
and you get to watch every NFL game because obviously in the States the broadcast games are, they're set on the free TV. So if you get every Saints game.
I do.
Or sometimes
I don't live that far away. Yeah. Shit.
15 years ago or 20 years ago, maybe not so much.
But Natchitoches, the Fox affiliate for Natchitoches is from Shreveport, where Alexandria, where our Fox affiliate is local. So we're Louisiana, boom, not Dallas country.
Okay, but anyway, all right, and then
glad to be able to set that record straight.
And then the one last question, or two questions. Can y'all actually smell France from where y'all are at?
Ben can,
but I can't because the center of London is about 150 miles away from me. Right. And then you got to, like, say 30, 40 miles to get to the edge towards Dover.
I can't smell France, thank God.
That's good. That's probably a benefit for y'all.
Oh, no! We suck again!
And the last question. What is England's greatest gift to the world?
It is South, by the way.
Ooh.
It's near two.
England's great.
Well, I would say, Ben, and I think you'll agree with me, it's the royal family.
Oh, I'd probably have to say that.
as well.
Wrong. The answer is America.
Do you know what? This is a fun fact for you. Baseball was actually invented in England.
Yeah, we don't care.
Wait a second.
That's what I've heard, that baseball was actually invented in England.
So you heard. Now
I heard. I haven't researched it. Cause I don't know. I haven't researched.
Somebody
it. Somebody
fact check this motherfucker.
But anyway, look. I mean, it's great to do a podcast with y'all guys. I've listened to all of y'all episodes. Y'all do a hell of a job. Like I said, just being over there, y'all know y'all stuff. You're a great representation to the Hoodat Nation, and I guess the Hoodat Nation is worldwide. And y'all are proof, and y'all are pumping it and keeping it alive in the UK. And it really is a pleasure to do a podcast with y'all. I apologize, Jeff and Jason have to be here, but that's just some of the, you know.
Well,
some
Damon, I tell you what, Damon, right? When we do a podcast for the regular season, right, we'll just have you on as a guest.
Well, I would love
to the other two. You can be my guest on the UK Saints podcast.
How about we do a trade? You guys can have Damon on your podcast, and we'll take Ash for a week, and we'll just kind of trade.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Like, you get no complaints from me. Yeah?
we'll even give you a first round draft pick.
Right. Look, the amount of times I called Jason a cunt and we did the fight, I think they cut that out a lot.
Right, it's going to hit the censor people on that one over here. But at least when you speak over there, they won't have to edit you out.
Right. But I think that would be a good idea. I would like that. I would like to do a little trade 1 week.
A new way to cross over, right? We'll trade players. We could kind of just constantly intermix. All right, so a couple other extra questions that, Damon, you got through yours. I would also say, I want to know, like, we were getting on the NFL UK, and you guys were talking about the exposure that you have, how you watch games and all that, but last week you were talking about your tickets and the game moved, and...
That can be started.
Right. but not necessarily to get into that, but I guess more on the fact of, so when the games are announced and they're where they are, how do you get your, do you have, like, a season tickets you're entitled every year to where nobody else can get them?
I thought so, and then they moved stadium. They said your season ticket's no longer valid, only at this one stadium.
So this game's
getting really popular in the UK and Europe. Like, even schools are starting to play, universities are now starting to play it. It is really picking up. I'd say it's nearly into, I reckon it's probably approaching top five sports in the UK. It's now approaching, and they've decided now they're going to move it to a smaller venue, just because the NFL have paid for this new stadium they've built. It's got two pitches. So it's got a normal football pitch for their Premier League teams play on it. And it's got a revert, like how you know the Cardinals ground sort of goes outside.
Yeah, yeah.
It does.
Retractable is the word you're looking for.
That's the one. I've had too many gins. Retractable. And then NFL turf pitch comes up. And they've also got specialist size locker rooms, because obviously locker rooms for a Premier League team, you only need about 16, 17 spaces. With an NFL team, you need a good 53-man room, plus all the coaching staff and the equipment. So they built this stadium because this is obviously with in mind of they want to get a franchise over here. They're desperate to get a franchise over here. I think the NFL are, and I think the UK government are as well, because they see it as a big money thing getting a team over here. The fact now, the Jags owner, Shad Khan, who also owns a Premier League team over here, has actually gone and put an offer in to buy the Wembley Stadium, what's the English National Stadium, has kind of just thrown a spanner in all that work. Mm. And hopefully that... So we don't know where we're going from here. We're kind of in the limbo. Are we going to stay at Wembley with 90,000? And they might have to make adjustments for NFL teams, or are they going to move to this new Shite Heart Lane where the capacity is only 63,000?
Oh,
they're selling
Wembley out, though, right? I mean,
oh yeah, every game, yeah,
every game.
So you would think that I could see them building a stadium just for that, or I don't know.
Well, if Khan buys Wembley, that kind of cements the Jags are moving to Wembley,
right?
that's the way you're anticipating the NFL making a good business decision, and when have they done that in the last?
This is it. Yeah.
Well, I guess that leads into the next question on your thoughts on the whole NFL UK and its process. I mean, you get 4 games a year right now, right?
It was 4. It's gone down to 3 because of the cock-ups of the stadium.
Okay.
It'll be 4 again next year.
So Wembley's contract to, and Shite Hart Lane, is contracted to 2.
So, right. So you now go into each NFL season, anomalies excluded, with 4 games in mind, which any city in the U.S. that has a football team has 8. So you're only half. You're missing half, exactly. Right? The only difference is, and I guess that's the whole thing. Like, we get 8 Saints games, right? The LA gets 16 LA games or something, or whatever. San Francisco gets 8 games. You get 4 variety games right now, which is how do you feel about that? I mean, is it because that's normal that you don't think anything else of it, or would you rather have, say, for example, the Jacksonville Jaguars move and have your own team to cheer for? And maybe I'm asking the wrong people, because even if Jacksonville came over there, you'd still remain Saints fans.
Exactly. I'd still think I like the way they have it at the moment, because you get to see every different team come across. But you'll see that if the Jags came over and moved over here, you'll still see that. You'll see the AFC South teams, obviously, but you'll see new teams every year. Yeah.
Right. What I think is happening is, obviously, the NFL appreciate that the fan base in this country at the moment have all got their own teams, and they all support different teams already. What they're trying to do is, it's the next generation of fans. I think they're trying to get behind one
team.
It has
worked, because if you look at Jags, if you look at the Jags now, the Jags
they have no fans in the US.
They were the 30th. They did a survey a couple of years ago. They were the 30th most supported team in the UK. Then they announced this deal, they're coming to London every year. And now I think they've redid that survey, and I think they're in the top 5.
Yeah, but don't
teams.
You think that has more to do with last year than it does?
No. This was before. This was before last year. They were one of the most, because everyone loves an underdog over here. And yeah, they are getting more popular year on year. The NFL seems to go more out on a Jags game than any other games that come over here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess that's the question then, right? So you built this country or this plan where you've got a fan of every team. Is it better, in your opinion, for the NFL to continue to do, say, like maybe move from 4 to 5 to 6 or so, 8, and maybe ultimately get 8 games a year in the UK?
That's the next stage. That's the next stage they'll do.
And it'll be the variety versus move a team there.
Yeah, I would like that. I'm easy for both, to be fair, because it'll be the more games over here, the more chance the Saints are going to come over here. So for me, I'm more than happy with that. Don't get me wrong, I don't want the Saints to lose a home game to come over here. I'd much rather it be a road game, especially because my season tickets are right behind the road team's bench, so it's quite nice.
So the irony, too, is that the NFL has seen that that England is more open and willing to move. It's a better country to move the NFL into.
No, I
say Mexico,
I don't think,
and Canada, which are literally in the same time zones, north and south of the border.
If you look at viewing figures in the US, they keep going down for the NFL. Viewing figures in the UK are going up and up every year.
Yeah. I mean,
Super Bowls are getting more popular. Everything.
Yeah, and they have the CFL. Don't get me wrong, and that's maybe why we aren't necessarily moving.
Yeah, away. Buddy. Fuck Canada.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Fuck Wales.
Too bad. I was gonna say, too bad. South Park never did
to find a Wales clip,
you guys.
Gavin and Stacey for Wales.
Shut up, you fucking gopher looking fucking English prickhead gremlin.
There it is.
Whatever that means.
Basically, I'll translate it. You cunt.
Yeah, you cunt. You English cunt.
But like, I do think, like, look, I know they want to move to England. That's fine. I don't think we could ever move a team there full time and have 8 and basically be the.
I'm telling you, I
think
it's
better.
It's happening.
If you have one team a year go over there to play a game and come back, that can work. But an entire team,
I
set up shop there, because you're going to need.
It's that. It's really a problem on that team, not the rest of the league.
No, it's not that team. I just don't think the logistics work. If you're doing a league here, you can't have a year.
They're going to try it.
You've got so many hurdles.
For 8 games, they got to come back to the States for 8 times. That's not going to work.
This is it. The question is, if it's a London team, are they going to have their headquarters in London and be based in London, or are they going to be based on the East Coast of America and fly out every week?
There's so many things.
You would have to do like 2 road games so that like they fly to the U.S., have 2 road games, and then fly back, maybe have a home game or two. And the scheduling
even
would be...
It's asking a lot of the players on that team. They have to do so much travel.
It would be the tail wagging the dog, and that's
what the NFL is good at. That is what the NFL is good at.
There's so many things to consider with it, though, because we've got very different tax laws in this country. You've got to work all that kind of thing out. You know, when it comes to free agents, would a free agent player really want to come and move all the way over to England on a 3-4 year contract? I think keeping it as it is and just increasing the amount of games up to 8 and maybe get to the point where every other week there's a game in England, I think that's the way it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
play the first half of your season. If you're Jacksonville, you play your first 8 games in London, and then you play your next 8 games.
Well, that could work. If you want to design it so that England has a home team. Otherwise, the showcase of 8 games, so that basically London, or not London, is it London? So that
England, yeah, London.
So that London has 8 games just like every other city in the U.S. Well, actually, not every other city in the U.S. because now you're maybe 7 games to make it equal, right? I mean, you shouldn't get more games than a team that actually exists in a city. You know, I'd be pretty pissed if the Saints had to play
one game
in London and London got... No, my point is I'd be pissed at the Saints fan if London got 8 home games and we got 7 and we have a fucking team here.
Yeah, okay, I completely understand that.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Right, like no disrespect, but you know, you get 7 games. That's it.
I mean, at the moment, it's kind of
we beat
one of
you
those
in
things.
1776, you only get 7 games.
Yeah, there were 2 7s in that year. All right.
The reason a lot of the teams come over at the moment is because it's teams that are either building a new stadium or have just built a new stadium and are going to host a Super Bowl. And part of the deal for hosting a Super Bowl is you play a game in London.
Yeah, that is a big thing at the moment. So Saints, well, New Orleans could be...
Except for us.
Oh, I don't
know.
Yeah. Wait and see.
Go ahead. Last statement.
That's it. I'm done.
All right. Sorry about that. But we do have a show to drive. And the next... not necessarily a segment, but it's really a topic, which is the cuts that are made. We are recording this on Saturday, September 1st, which means that it is the day that the Saints are...
You get a goddamn job before really sundown, or we're shipping you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch!
Making a shit ton of cuts. A lot of good players are kind of being...
A lot of?
Sent.
A lot of, yeah. Can you name you?
Well,
several.
I thought Tate would make it.
Michael Floyd. Michael Floyd, Brandon Tate.
Yes, boy. Kakaha.
Yeah.
The last time I can ever do Kakaha.
Yeah, it's the last time you can do that.
Tate, Floyd, Kakaha. That's right. Let's take a moment to listen to that. Marshawn Lattimore kind of being one of the more vocal Saints players who...
I don't think it's going to affect his play, obviously. He's a little upset that Jerome... Is it Jerome? How do you pronounce that?
Oh, yeah. They were all schoolmates, weren't they?
Yeah. So seeing him go... And look, I mean, they were good players. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they produced in the preseason, albeit against second and third stringers. But some good. I think it's a good sign, right? That
well, some okay, but there's more guys that are going to get cut because we still got to get down to 53. We might be down to like 60 something at this point. There's still going to be a handful of cuts. So you're like, oh crap, that guy got cut. So like, apparently we were looking for offers for Stupar after his
that surprises me. That does
after all, his All Star game the other night
against third stringers.
Again. I know, but but if a man goes, if you know, one of the linebackers go down, I'd be happy with Stupar stepping in as a backup.
I agree. I like Stupar. I like him when he plays in the
special teams and backup. Yeah, that's what he is.
Yeah, I mean, Stupar, yeah, that whole thing. But at the same time, let's not think that Stupar will be who he was against the Rams every time.
Has Mickey Loomis shit the bed here and thought, fuck, I've got no draft picks? And trying to shop him after one half decent game against the Rams full string.
Yep.
Yeah, 15th thought. Yep.
I hope so.
Has he generally thought, oh, fuck, if Davenport doesn't work out, Bridgewater goes after 1 year, I have seriously fucked up.
Yeah.
Has Loomis given away all the draft picks to make Jeff Ireland look bad because he's worried about his job?
Ooh.
Damon, I hate you for introducing that conspiracy theory into my head. Because I believe it.
I know you do. That's what I said.
One mention to Jules Johnson. He filled in quite well last year, but he's been cut.
Yeah, he had a nice December last year for us.
Yeah, so he might be back, though. I'm sure if we get an injury, you'll see him back in the building.
But I guess it is also a good thing knowing, like, we're cutting guys that are going to be signed by other teams. That's a good thing for us. In terms of normally, like, yeah, we signed undrafted free agents. That's what we do. Yeah, they're undrafted for a reason. I'd rather not have to deal with that. I think this team is very talented top to bottom. As we saw in the preseason, our backups beat the fuck out of the other backups. So we do have a lot of talent here. So there's still going to be some interesting cuts. I mean, fucking PJ Williams could still be cut.
I'd cut him.
We still don't know what running backs. I mean, Vereen was put on IR, so I guess that probably settles that. That means we kind of knew Scott Williams were going to make it. I still said my boy Scott, he's going to be the first 4 weeks. I think Boston Scott is going to get more work than Williams.
That's interesting. Like, how? I feel like Christopher Walken the way I just said that. How are the Saints going to protect?
The Saints need more cowbell.
Right. That shocked me that Williams was cut.
Well, no, we get Vereen
on IR. That doesn't make sense. What? Williams wasn't cut?
No.
Not yet. No, well, Jonathan Williams talking about.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan Williams hasn't been cut. No.
Yeah, he wasn't cut.
It's PJ that could be cut.
PJ Williams. I was talking about PJ Williams. He wasn't cut, but
there's talk of it.
There's still more cuts to be made. Like, PJ Williams could get cut. It's a possibility he could get cut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but I was talking about Jonathan Williams. I thought Jonathan Williams was already cut.
No, look, it's going to be Scott and Williams. They're going to share time. They're going to share Ingram's share.
I think Scott's going to get a lot more time than Williams.
See, I think it's going to be Williams. I think he's more. I think Williams is more of a Ingram clone, and Scott's more of a
Williams.
No, again, it's going. Williams is more the power back than Scott. Scott's more of the.
Okay.
Does it matter? Does it matter? Because it's really about the offensive line.
Well, and our offensive line is great.
Anybody
it doesn't matter in the sense of like when Ingram comes back after week four,
they're all getting cut.
Yeah,
it's a bit like Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott behind that Dallas offensive line. Is he that good of a runner, or is that offensive line just good?
Amen.
It was the line, and now the line's not quite there. But look, if when Ingram comes back, I mean the fact that we cut Tate. So who's our kick returner now?
Tommy Lee Lewis.
Lee, or is Boston Scott going to return kicks for us?
It's both, right? It's
Taysom Hill, I think, right?
I wouldn't mind seeing that, you know. Generally wouldn't mind seeing that.
Uh-huh. I'd rather see it in preseason first, though.
So. Okay, yeah.
All right, that's enough about the cuts then, I guess. Are there any other cuts?
Oh, our boy Alex Jenkins got cut, but he's getting re-signed to the practice squad because he's got that exemption for being an international player.
The British get all these exemptions.
Well, the only reason I didn't bring him up is that will come up in looking at him tweets.
Okay.
All right. So speaking of, can we, y'all okay with moving over to look at him tweets?
Yeah, we need to.
First tweet comes from Paul Mitchell saying,
"Best hairstylist."
Paul, yes, I guess so. best Saints bar post game. Okay, so best post game Saints bar, because I guess there is a difference between the pregame and the post game Saints bar. In New Orleans, I'm heading there in November looking for recommendations. So where would you go, Jason Damon? I guess this is more for you, unless Ash, Ben, and James, you guys have a bar, favorite bar in New Orleans.
The problem is, like, once the game's over, like, I go home.
All right,
right, right.
Go somewhere else. But I think probably Tracy's is probably a good idea. Like, Walk-On's is going to be too crowded.
And it's too commercial.
I went for a bit of a walk. I went to Pat O'Brien's after the Reds
game. Pat O'Brien's.
You mean Pat O'Brien's?
He means Pat O'Brien's. Yeah,
I'm thinking of Dara O'Brien, the comedian.
He said O'Brien's.
Hey. Teddy Terry, same thing, really, isn't it?
What's Terry the name O'Brien. Of the place that Rob Ryan used to go to after games?
Miss Mays.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a little far from the dome, though. I mean, you got to get
there.
Yeah,
but it's, I mean, in the sense of far, I mean, New Orleans is pretty close. In terms of far, that's probably a good place. The Cuda Browns would be a good place to go to, too.
Oh, my God.
You might
want
to come to LaPlace.
Please.
Oh, come on.
Cuda Browns.
Yes, yep, yes, be quiet, Jason. I remember after going back to the Redskins game, I had three Hurricanes after the in Pat O'Brien's after the Redskins game, and I can't remember much of the night after that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'll put you off, that's you're right.
Oh, God. I had two before a Pelicans game over Christmas, before the game.
I was walking to the Pelicans game with a grenade when I went over there, when I saw the Pels blow.
I mean, Lucy's wouldn't be a bad spot either.
Lucy's, but I think, was it the Bulldog, is it? Over there in Mid-City, Jason? I mean, it depends
there's
on...
There's a Bulldog in Mid-City, and there's a Bulldog in Magazine.
Okay, well, I'm
either way, they're
Mid-City.
But still, it's maybe like a 10-minute ride out. It's not bad. Like Cuda Brown. Like just Cuda Brown's probably here.
I mean, if you're leaving the game to go hang out and watch another game and just celebrate the win and all that and have a good time, it all depends on... your walk and your drive. I mean, a short walk, go to Walk-On and have a good time. Or find your way, if you want to stay close to your hotel and your hotel happens to be downtown, then yeah, go to Pato's or somewhere on Bourbon Street, I guess, or try to stay away from Bourbon Street. Maybe go to Royal Street or something. Go to the Monteleone and the Carousel Bar and enjoy your time.
Manning's restaurant wouldn't be a bad, it's a sports-themed restaurant.
That's a good idea.
And it's within walking distance of the dome.
Yes, okay, so we vote Manning's. All right, next comes from Saints Europe. Oh. Defense? Head-to-head.
Defense.
Two podcasts, crews enter, one remains. Is it defense with an S or defense with a C? I'm going to let y'all begin the discussion while I go take a piss.
Well, you're asking someone who's dyslexic and had quite a bit to drink, so I fucking don't know what I'm talking about. I know I haven't. The fuck was that?
No,
it's spelled with a C.
That was the S trying to bust through and say, fuck it, it's an S, damn it.
It's spelled with a C.
No, that's what I have in my backyard. That's spelled with a C.
But the thing, though, we were around before you guys. It's spelled with a C.
Yeah, but we did beat you guys at some point, and we took over. We said, no, it's an S.
Yeah, you counting that as a win.
Right.
We realized you had the French Canadians up above you, and we thought, fuck that, we'll get out of here while we can.
Defense with an S just seems more logical than defense with a C.
It might be logical, but it's wrong.
Yeah.
Right. I guess the real question, is it schedule or schedule?
Schedule.
Schedule.
It's not schedule. Is that a French thing?
I don't know. Schedule, isn't it?
You never heard it called schedule?
No.
Really?
No.
Did you say schedule?
Schedule. That's what,
if it was schedule, it would be S-H-E-D.
That's what, you know, Sir Patrick Stewart, he says schedule.
Oh, he's retarded then, isn't he?
Oh, really? Well, I thought that's how y'all pronounced it. Yeah, that is what Patrick, you know who Patrick Stewart is, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's what he called it. He called it schedule.
So, I guess we'll have to disagree to disagree.
All right.
To be continued.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Next question. That's just fodder to get you to listen on the next crossover episode. Yeah. All right, Who That Fist says, this one is for the UK Saints podcast. Do American football games come on at your regular everyday bar?
We've already asked that. We've beaten that dead horse.
Yeah, but we didn't mention the bar aspect.
Some bars show them, but unfortunately, because of the times that they're on,
right?
You've got the Sunday soccer games on TV.
Yeah, it's not a bar. It's not a Sunday bar sport.
No, everyone's normally. I've got a tradition where I watch the Saints night. It's winter. I have a good roast dinner. You know, watching the Saints play. So a lot of people are tucked up with their roast dinners by that time. Football's on.
What kind of a dinner?
Roast dinner. You know, roast beef. Roast chicken. Okay. Roast pork.
It's a roast dinner, not a craft dinner.
All right, next one comes.
A good Yorkshire pudding. Have you had a Yorkshire pudding before?
Oh, I've had Yorkshire pudding.
What is that?
It's tasty.
It's like a savory cake you have with meat and gravy.
It's like a cooked custard kind of thing.
With meat and gravy?
No. You eat it with meat, but
it's hard to explain. Just Google Yorkshire pudding.
Oh yeah, yeah, just send me the recipe there. All right. So is it like eating my gumbo over potato salad? You know. All right.
No, not really.
Next one comes from James Higgins. Does Alex Jenkins future, or I guess
boy,
means, does
boy.
Alex Jenkins have a future in New Orleans? Really, he's likely to stay, but on an international exemption, right? And you guys just recently just.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to stay. We'll see what kind of injury crisis we might have. I think now, because he's been put on the international exemption, they can't bring him up to the 53-man roster all season, so he's stuck there all year on the practice squad. And then it's it'll be boom or bust next training camp for him. So he's, you know, good. We heard good things coming out of camp with Jenkins. This is a kid who, you know, didn't pick the sport up till he was about 15, 16 years old. So his exposure to it is very limited, but he's just athletic, a bit like Davenport. Maybe the fact that we drafted Davenport didn't help his chances, and we've still got Okafor and Hendrickson on the books. So it's going to take time. I really hope so, but we're not going to know until we'll see how much he progresses this year.
Right.
He's not making the team.
Fuck you, James.
All right, Hungry.
He's just not.
All right, real quick, Hungry, because I'm trying to rush us through these now because of the interest of time. But Hungry, who that? Which podcast could outdrink the other?
Oh, easily.
We would win. No
problem. Right, you have Ash.
Ash is just a fucking reservoir.
Hang on, Ben. You're forgetting about me as well here.
Oh, good point.
It depends on the drink.
I'll tell you what, beer. The night before the game in London, where we had the Saints pub, that was didn't Juice McAllister and Lance Moore turn up to that?
They turned up. They were on top of the mezzanine because when they saw me with my British flag and the fleur-de-lis on it, and we was all, you know, singing Saints Come Marching In and who that, they were all like, we want to be down there with the rest of them. Do you know what I mean? But,
yeah. Yeah, that pub was something special that night.
And because I sort of got talking to the barrel boy and banker, they give us a lot of free beer as well, which is even better.
Free beer and free food. You should have been there. But we'll do it again next time.
What you're saying is that Ash is your drinker. You guys can't. Yeah. You guys are not really heavy drinkers.
No, I reckon I could put more away than Ash.
Oh. The thing is with Americans, they have all this low-carb, light crap. Do you mean they don't have proper alcoholic drinks?
No, we have proper alcoholic drinks. You just have to look.
Right. Yeah, but it's like all low-carbs.
In the spirit of this, hang on real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt. Real quick. Let's do a Dome Patrol checkpoint.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying...
So this is, in case you, for those who don't listen to the show, because maybe some of you guys are listening for the first time, the Oak Patrol Checkpoint, you remember at the top of the show we ask everybody for their drunk scale rating on a scale from 1 to 10, what your drunk scale number is. Now, midway through the show, we've been drinking the whole time we've been recording. Let's see whose numbers has increased. So I don't even remember what everybody's numbers were when they began. I think I might have been a 3, but I'm probably a 5 now. Jason?
I go with a 6.
All right, you've increased. Ash, what are you?
Oh, well, I'm standing outside having a cigarette or fag in British terminology, and I'm swaying, so I gotta be at least an 8.
He's swaying.
I'm starting to sway.
I love it. Damon,
my center of gravity is well fucked up.
The four beers went down a bit easily. I've had a couple of the gins and ginger ales, and I was, when we started recording, I was sitting up on my sofa with my laptop, and now I'm just lying down the sofa with the microphone.
He's getting ready to pass out.
So it sounds to me like the Dumb Patrol podcast is already...
No. This is casual. If we went out to a pub and stuff like that, we'd be fine. It's just because it's casual. I'm in the comfort of my own home.
So what's your number?
I'll say about 7.
That's 7. All right. Then who we got? Damon, what are you?
Well, I'm still saying I'm at a 3, 3.5. I mean, it is 1:45 in the afternoon here.
if you come on to British time, it's 7:45 in the evening here. So you're right. If you swapped all your clocks to British Standard Time right now, no harm, no foul.
You're right.
That's right.
You're right. You're actually behind. All right, and James, what do you?
Three.
All right. A 3. Good, respectable number. There you go.
It's your Bud Light for you.
James is trying. Yeah.
I've had six.
Rat piss.
Wait, you can't go from a 3 to a 6. That's not right.
No. I'm a 3, but I've had 6 beers.
Yeah.
All right. He's had 6 rat piss in a can.
Right. There you go. Oh, Bud Light. I know. Seriously, dude. I mean,
can
we start a GoFundMe for James to get better beer than Bud Light?
Feel free.
get some Dixie sent to him.
You want some Dixie?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I guess. Oh, what was I drinking out when I was out there? Oh, Purple Haze.
Yeah.
No.
I love you, please.
Oh. Purple Haze. Nice.
A beta beer. That's what I had when I was out there.
I'm currently drinking an Abita Blueberry Harvest right now.
That's what I had in the pizza restaurant in Hammond. A blueberry one.
The Abita's tangerine ale is the best, but it's only out for like 2 months in the year. And when it's in there, I buy every case that they put in Alexandria, just so that it can last me a good month. All right. Next tweet, and the final tweet comes from NRG314. He says, "We need to win early this season because after that bye week, the schedule gets tough." Also, get me on the pod. He wants to get on the podcast.
He definitely wants to come.
So, and he did say, "Ash, get after Damon, please." So,
are they expecting some sort of like charity boxing?
I think so. I think people are expecting Ash and Damon to go at each other, but they don't realize that Ash and
Damon are they think are, the are they think this is like McGregor versus Mayweather?
Maybe so.
Listen, me and Damon are like international BFFs, so go fuck yourself, haters. Go fuck yourself with a red. Go fuck yourself dry with a cactus.
They're like the Hulk and the Thing. That's why I put it on Twitter. Cactus. It's like they're not going to fight each other. They're going to be on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Look, I've said it. I mean, Ash and I are the logical, reasonable people on the podcast.
Fuck your feelings.
Exactly.
There you go. That's why you're the Hulk of the Thing.
Well, I would put Damon more the Hulk because he has more hair than me. So I'm a bald motherfucker. So I'll be the Thing.
Right. You
are. As you say, you're a bald fat cunt.
That's right. I am a big fat bald Welsh cunt.
But you're better. But you're better than Kim Jong Un.
I am.
That's what
I'm not
only slightly. Either, so. Only slightly.
Well, yeah, that's true.
We all are. But, Jeff, we do have one last tweet. I don't know if you saw it.
Yes, from Neil.
From Neil.
Yes, so the
Our Neil, boy.
Go ahead. Jason, why don't you give this one out? Because
this is quite right, nice. I enjoyed this one.
We know Neil. Boy. We all know Neil, right?
Yeah, he's your bitch.
Boy for a long you guys time. Know. Back when we were only getting like 65 downloads an episode, Neil was still our boy.
He's your bitch.
I was somebody across the pond listening to. How did he find us? For he, so he says, for tonight's crossover show, he sent a clip of his souvenir cup that he got at Game in 2000. So he says, when Ash tells his tale of when he first saw the Saints, Neil says he was a fan before Ash. Because he has a souvenir cup to prove it.
It's true.
And it is a glorious, it's a and nice said, old school cup.
And he said, please, please, please point out we that all, I was a fan okay. for longer than Ash. And finish that with, oh, yeah. Our that's line is, that's why Neil, I messed it up. Damn it.
You my boy, Neil!
That's right. That's why Neil's our boy.
Right.
Yeah, you can have it, you can have his skank ass.
Hey, now, don't talk about our boy like that. Them's fighting.
You can have him. He's probably bent over ready for you to shaft him up the ass. Fuck right. him.
You know what? We got to name his daughter. That's how much of a fan he was. Neil was there when no one else was. You got to realize, I mean, this is a loyal buddy. This is just like we're all friends from back in the day. Neil's back in the day. He's OG Dome Patrol podcast.
Maybe we should get back Neil on the next crossover show.
No. He can only be on our show.
Boy. Do you know what? I actually have spoken to Neil before about coming on our show as a guest appearance one day. So,
and he said never, right? He said no.
Until he gets with us first.
He said he bleeds Dome Patrol.
Right. We're going to pop his podcast cherry, and then, only then, can he then go and sleep with other podcasts.
Yeah.
So, no, we kid. We have a good time. Hey, you know what, Neil? We love the fact that Neil is a fan of both shows. We love you, Neil. And we can't wait till you impregnate your wife for a second time, and maybe all of six of us could name you.
And you can call the baby Damon.
Oh God!
No! No,
middle name.
If it's Damon Ashley,
right? Damon Ashley.
You could call the baby Mike Hunt. Mike.
Also, yeah. Have you seen the other tweet Neil said sent? He said one.
Ash would outdrink. Wait, Ash on his own would outdrink the Dome Patrol. He did say that.
Yeah, well, there you go. So even Neil's not. Neil was there in London with us before the game. He knows that Ash drinks like a fucking elephant.
Yep. Well, look, I mean, as far as this drinking goes, look, I'm not a young man anymore. If we were having this conversation 20 years ago, y'all wouldn't stand it. I could outdrink all of you combined together.
Oh, Jason, please tell the story of Damon at the party.
We're all thinking of coming over, not this season because we're a bit too late notice now, but next in 2019 season, we're all thinking of coming over. So that's our
because I'll be in my new house. And
we'll do a live party
in the Donkey Castle.
So what was that? We could all stay at your house, did you say then?
You love a free bit of accommodation, you do, James.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah,
no, because I've got first
rooms upstairs. The problem is, I guess Jeff's probably going to take one.
That's right.
Damn it,
all right, no. Anyway, all right. Let's move on to our next. We do have a few extra segments, and we are running long. So let's do a very fast week one opening week of Pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control and if you can take it. All about your debt and if you can pay it. It's all about pay and who's gonna make it.
Here we go. So I will recap because I went through and I still have my notes. I won last year's Pick'ems at 47 and 46. One game over 500 wins. Jeff finished second at 44 and 49, and Damon finished in the rear, 41 and 48.
Right in the rear. Finishes.
So now we won. So, a reminder, we got four regular games and one shitty game. It's obviously harder. Shitty is good, but looking in, and we don't do the Thursday night game, which would be a good game. Philly and Atlanta. We don't do either of them. Despite all that, we got some nice games this week. So our first game, the upstart, San Francisco 49ers, who everybody loved, traveling to Minnesota, play the Vikings, who people seem to think have the most loaded roster in the league. They got a new quarterback, Kirk Cousins. They are at home, and they are favored by 6
Who's favored by six? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
All right, I'll go first. I'll take the six and go with the 49ers.
I will also take the Niners. I think Minnesota wins the game. I think the Niners cover.
All right. I will agree because I took the San Francisco 49ers in the head-to-head on the UK Saints podcast. I'd be foolish to not take them to that win by six.
All right. I'm going to go with the Vikings. Kirk Cousins gets it done.
All right.
Oh, you and your fucking Kirk Cousins bollocks again.
He loves Cousins.
the human centipede of Kirk Cousins, Damon, and Ben.
Somebody needs to make a drawing of that.
Ash is a Photoshop king, so don't give him ideas.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah. Do you know what?
Now, it's totally completed already, is it not?
Yeah, we I can sort someone like that out. Yeah. I'm going the Vikings.
Alright. James?
Yeah, I'll take Vikings on the over.
Wow, look, the US takes San Francisco and the UK takes Minnesota.
Are we gonna add the scores up from our head to head in these pick'ems and see who wins? Like a mini Ryder Cup, isn't it? US versus UK.
Sorry, those two idiots don't know golf. I know what you're talking about.
I know enough to know that the Ryder Cup is an international affair.
Where is it this year?
I don't fucking care.
It's in France.
Is it in Monaco?
Alright, our next game. A big matchup. The Houston Texans. They get J.J. Watt back from injury. They get Deshaun Watson back from injury. Travel to New England to play the Patriots, who have no wide receiver. So defense is a little iffy. This game is in New England, and the Pats are favored by 6.5.
Pats by... All right. I'll go first again on this one, and I'm going to take Houston.
Yeah, you didn't go first in the last one, but go ahead.
Okay. I went first early on the other show, if you would have listened before. It was one of the games that I went first on this one. And I took New England. This time I'm taking Houston because I don't think New England wins by 6.5.
I'm going Texans. I'm sticking to my picks in our show.
I'm doing the same thing. I picked Houston before. I'm going to pick Houston again.
See, I picked New England in the last one, but I'm going to pick the Texans because I think New England will win, but Texans will cover.
No, the Patriots are going to go on the over.
Bold.
So, James, you're taking New England, huh?
Taking New England, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the Pats myself.
All right.
Model franchise.
All right, our next game, battle of the AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs, moving on from Alex Smith, now going with Pat Mahomes, not Pat Pratt. Travel to the L.A. Chargers, who everybody seems to love. They've got a lot of talent. They have had a ton of injuries already this offseason. They lost one of their top cornerbacks. The Rivers 35 years old, but they do have Mike Williams back. This game is in L.A., and the Chargers are favored by 3.
Chargers.
There you go.
I'm going to continue and take the Chiefs.
Chargers.
Yeah.
Who said Chargers now?
Ben, no, I said Chargers, yeah.
Okay. And which me. English person said Chargers?
Ben.
I'll take the Chiefs in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take, you know what, if you look at the Chargers, they seem to start off slow. But they do have a veteran quarterback, but I'm going to take the Chiefs.
All right, I'm taking the Chargers because they get 3, and they're home.
No, they give 3, and they're
never
home.
Never mind, I am taking...
Classic Jeff.
I am taking...
He still doesn't know...
You see why I don't like spread work.
New season, same old Jeff.
It fucks me up.
You don't understand. You don't understand how this
I get it, but I don't ask good.
So you're taking the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You did drive 13 hours to Kansas City and did not let us drive your car. So I guess
damn right. And I drove at 98 miles per hour.
You did excellent.
All right, our last regular game. An interesting matchup. The Jacksonville Jaguars made it to the AFC title game last year. Still have Blake Bortles as their quarterback. Just lost Marquise Lee, their top receiver, out for the year. Traveled to the Giants. Play the Giants team who just drafted Saquon Barkley. Now they got ODB who signed to a new contract and is healthy. This game is in New York, and the Giants are getting 3.
So now this is my situation with it. The home team's getting points. All right, mm-hmm. I'm still taking Jacksonville.
Yep, London, London Jags for me, please.
There you go.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a low-scoring game, so I'm going to take. I think Jacksonville are going to win, but I'm going to take the Giants and the points.
Jags all the way.
I'm going to take the Gents with the points.
Great minds think alike.
I will take the Jaguars.
All right,
and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go.
Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
So we have the Washington Redskins, who maybe would have been better, but when they lost Darius Geis, when he got hurt, that was a brutal blow to them, I think. And it sucked for him. I love that. I think Geis was actually going to be really.
Well, that knocked them out of any kind of contention.
Yeah. So they travel to Arizona to play a Cardinals team, get David Johnson back from injury, still have Sam Bradford at QB. Their defense, they lost Honey Badger, but they have a shit ton of takeaways in the preseason. This game is a pick'em. It's at Arizona, and the game is a pick'em.
All right. Home team Arizona.
All right, I'll take the Skins.
Really?
I think
I'm with the home team, Arizona, on this one.
Megan's for me.
I'll take the Native Americans.
Then I will take the home team, the Cardinals.
Wow, I'm surprised we're kind of 50-50 on that.
Yeah, we are three Skins.
Yeah, well, it was a pick'em, so.
Yeah. All right. But still, that's your pick'em.
But Washington pick'em sucks. That's I don't get that. But actually, we don't know. We haven't even seen week one yet. So.
Right. I mean, it's week one. Who knows?
It's only appropriate. All right. Our next segment we're going to move into really quickly is bold predictions. This is what we do to start every season, where we make some bold predictions that are absolutely so absurd that they're sure to go wrong. All right, so bold predictions. Let's see who's got what kind of bold predictions. We'll start with Jason. Do you have any? Or if not, then anybody throw one out.
Okay, here's my bold prediction. Cam Meredith gets 1,000 yards receiving.
Okay, that is definitely a bold prediction that's sure to go wrong.
Look, everybody with his slow start, everybody kind of sat on him. And everybody loves Ron Smith, which I agree, I love him. Well, but Meredith is going to be an integral part of this offense. I think Ted Ginn takes a back seat this year and really drops off. And I think Meredith gets 1,000 yards.
All right.
I'll go. Well, I'll say Davenport gets double digit sacks.
Woo!
There we go.
That is definitely going to go wrong.
I've got two.
Right.
One's completely far-fetched. The first one, I said it the other day on our show, that Tre'Quan Smith will be the leading yards and touchdown by a rookie wide receiver.
Like in the NFL?
Yeah. Okay. And then my completely bonkers one is Teddy Bridgewater will be Super Bowl MVP.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry.
You heard it here first.
Terry Bridgewater would be...
Terry Bridgewater, yeah.
Would be Terry Bridgewater.
NFL's...
Nick Foles. This,
Nick Foles. The MVP of the NFL, all right.
Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl of the NFL.
Super Bowl.
NFL. I don't want that.
Drew Brees is
the other. That's why it's going to go wrong.
Well, I know, but at least not till next year. You know.
I'll take it. It's a Super Bowl. I'll take it.
Right. I mean, a bold prediction sure to go wrong. Let's see. Yeah, that would fall under that category. I'm gonna go one. Traquan Smith wins Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I like that.
Could happen.
So that's over Saquon Barkley.
It's over everybody, Dave, Jason. That's how.
Well, I know. I'm just thinking of who his competitors would be. I'm trying to talk it through. But okay. That's cool.
Ask James.
Cam Jordan leads the NFL in sacks with 18.5.
Oh, I'd like that.
That would be awesome.
All right, I like that one. That one is... That's one of those that we're going to watch all year.
Yeah.
How many did you get to throw out there?
Any number you want.
Mark Ingram gets traded before trade deadline.
I don't like your predictions anymore.
Yeah, Mickey's got to make back his draft pick somehow.
Oh, good point.
If Williams and Scott hit the ground running in the first four games, we're 4-0. Is a second round draft pick, or you know, potentially sitting.
Yeah, but does that disrupt the locker room unity, cohesiveness? Yeah.
Watch this space. That's all I'm going to say.
Right, sure. Okay. You're wrong.
The only thing I can think of is Alvin Kamara and Marshawn Lattimore both get offensive and defensive player of the year awards.
Wow.
So they'll add to their rookie awards. So they'll get offensive and defensive.
Did you just say rookie?
So they continue. Yeah, no. They continue to be the best. They just can't win the rookie one, so they'll just win the overall one. I like that. I like that a lot. How about
I got one. Marcus Williams gets 10 interceptions.
Like that one.
Marcus Williams makes a pick six in the NFC Championship game against the Vikings to win it.
Oh, it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. He's gonna do. He's definitely gonna pick six in the game we play him in the regular season. It's coming. He is so good. Like that whole one play is just such an aberration. I mean, he is legit. He's gonna be a fucking every first.
The way he's bounced back though. I haven't seen him, but how he's put himself out in the public and he's. He looks like he hasn't phased him.
He's been doing so good, the other Marcus Williams got to pick things.
they had to get two of them.
Right.
He was that good.
It's like, man, this Marcus is so good. We need all Marcus Williams this week. Yeah.
All right, I got one. Saints offense and defense both rank in the top five.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
That's quite good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's tasty. That's very tasty.
That is a good one, Jeff.
The weird thing is that's a bold prediction sure to go wrong, but also kind of believable.
Very likable. It's bold. It's bold, but it's likely to happen. I mean, it could definitely have a chance. I'll go with a real bold one. Drew Brees leads the NFL in touchdowns.
Like passes?
Touchdown passes, yes.
No, Jeff. He's the greatest runner.
I mean, I didn't know if we were talking about Taysom Hill, who's going to, like, run for half and...
That would be even bolder. Drew Brees leading the NFL and rushing touchdown.
This is Dennis Allen's last year as defensive coordinator. He'll get a head coaching job at the end of the season.
Ooh.
Oh. See, I don't like yours, Ben. Shut up.
That's because they're going to go wrong, so we don't have to worry about them. I thought it was bold prediction to go wrong.
Oh, no, we suck again.
I still don't like the way you're thinking.
Hey, at least if I'm thinking that way, it means we're doing well. Apart from, every prediction means we're doing well. We're in the Super Bowl. Ingram gets traded because we're 4-0, and Dennis Allen gets a job because we're deep in the playoffs. All three of them will come right.
Hopefully, we'll realize that he already, you're a defensive coordinator, and that's who you are. You're not meant to be a head coach.
Yeah.
All right, any more?
No, before I upset you guys, any more?
All right.
I could have one about Jeff Ireland, but I'm not going to do it.
All right. So that's all the bold predictions we've got. Now, I think, other than any final thoughts, is there anything you that anybody on the dais tonight feels like they wanted to come on the show and make sure was said? This is your last chance to say it before we close it out.
But no, don't we always do a record prediction?
Season preview.
Before we talked about the preview last week with the look at them tweets.
Yeah, but now this is like real.
Yeah. This is the official that I'm going to write down.
Season prediction. Then write it down. What do you think they're going to do? Season predictions.
Well, I was actually correct on the last season's one with 11-5.
I can't believe you called that.
So, yeah, well, fuck you, because I know football, bitch.
You weren't saying that after the Patriots game.
No, 11-5, it's all on tape. It was 11-5, and it ended 11-5. So, I'm going to go with a 13-3.
Whoa!
Nice.
Record.
Woo. And I'm going to do exactly the same.
Wow. Whoa, James.
13-3.
All right.
Hashtag prove them right.
There you go.
I like it.
Look, I like it. But there's always one game a year Sean Payton loses that he shouldn't fucking lose. So I'm going to go 12-4.
Oh, that's very more. That's still commendable.
Respectable. Damn, I hate 12-4 because I'm going 12-4 also.
Yeah, I was thinking 12-4.
I was thinking 11-5, but you know what? Like we're better than 11-5.
Yeah, I'm going to go 11-5 because we're fans and we say that all, and the reality is that I think the slow start stuff that Damon, you've talked about the last couple of weeks, I think I don't know that we start slow simply because we play Tampa Bay and Cleveland, but there's going to be more than one game that we lose that really? We shouldn't.
Where's the optimism? Come on. 15-1.
If that's what you're going with, you know we're done with bold predictions. Sure to go wrong, right?
And you know what? That one loss is going to be Teddy Bridgewater playing in Week 17.
No, I think 11-5. I'll go for it again. 11-5.
We got 2 13-3s, 2 12-4s, and 2 11-5.
How about that?
Yeah, we're objective.
I think we both live in democratic countries, so you know every opinion counts.
That's right.
I think the Falcons have a 9-7 season.
That's true. Well, 9-7 is generous. I mean, you know,
and a lot of people look, are high on the Falcons, but
they're all remember when they were laughing at us with preseason when we were going 0-4, and they were like, "Oh, it doesn't matter." But then we always came out with like a 9-7 preseason. Were they gone home?
How many points total? Did you guys see that tweet? How many points total did the Falcons score this entire preseason?
Like
20 something, wasn't it?
25? Was it 25?
Please tell me it was 25.
I think it was 25, but I might be wrong. If it was 25, it would be serendipitous.
Might have been 25 points after 3 preseason games.
Right. Now, one of the things I saw is the Saints at, you know, game 3-4.
28 they scored. 28.
Okay. So 28. But that one of those games they scored 0. So they scored 28 points in three games. 28-3. Where are those numbers?
They ring a bell.
Why do those numbers ring, right? I mean, there's something about those numbers.
That's very symmetrical.
Right.
Right, but well, look with the Saints scored 56 unanswered points in their last two games. Yeah. They shut out the Rams.
The Chargers at the end, yeah.
They shut the Chargers out. You know, so, I don't know. I mean, something. And look, Carolina. Cam Newton has never had back-to-back winning seasons. So they had a winning season last year. Let's hope that trend continued. Atlanta took that trend on for almost 40 years, not having back-to-back winning seasons. First coach to do it for them was Smith. So our division might not...
It'd be great to see an absolute tank it, especially after giving all these new contracts out. It'd just be...
Mm-hmm.
All
right. So I will conclude this with one last look at him tweet. that came from Neil. We talked about
that. Our boy.
And it says, I have no real questions for you all. Happy first birthday to the UK Saints boys. You do a great show, and we all love it. And thank you all on the Dome Patrol podcast for keeping me so entertained over the past God knows how long. Long may you both continue. And with that, that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And, of course, if there is no other way to listen on a podcast app, you can listen to our show on Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Don't forget to listen to part two or on the UK Saints podcast.
I thought that was part one.
Well, it depends on when you listened.
Oh.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, football donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Well, that just shows you the Welsh are very unoriginal people that can't come up with their own ideas, and that's why they use England as a crutch, you know.